The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, November 13, 2023. Cuba is preparing the fourth Conference on Nation and Emigration to be held on November 18 and 19 in Havana, with the participation of some 440 nationals residing abroad. On this occasion, a significant number of people who have not been in the previous dialogues will attend, as well as a large number of Cubans who have residence in the country and abroad as a result of the modification of the Constitution, which now recognizes effective citizenship. This is a treatment that a state assumes with individuals who have more than one citizenship and implies the non-deprivation of this by acquiring another or others. According to the call, those attending this event will discuss Cuba's ties with its nationals abroad and the perspectives of that relationship. Migration issues and others related to culture and identity, economic development and investments will also be addressed with the participation of Cubans in the socioeconomic processes that take place in the country. This fourth conference coincides with the celebration of the 45th anniversary of the first of these dialogues, which occurred in 1978, and the holding of the second cultural festival, Cuba Va Conmigo, with the participation of dozens of Cuban artists and intellectuals residing abroad. The French Association Cuba Linda considered that the International Tribunal Against the U.S. Blockade of Cuba to meet this week in Brussels is a tool to denounce and bring to public opinion the criminality of the policy. The organization confirmed to Prensa Latina its participation in the court based in the European Parliament and expressed its expectations regarding a space to denounce the illegality of the blockade against Cuba. According to the association, the forum will demonstrate that the blockade violates the law and rules of international trade and contravenes the fundamental principles of the United Nations Charter and free trade rules. Cuba Linda highlighted the potential of the international court in countering the media war against Cuba, which the United States uses to justify the blockade. The French Association reiterated its condemnation of the blockade and defended the absolute right of Cubans to choose their future. The President of Russia Cuba Business Council of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Boris Titov, expressed his hope that the Russian commercial house in Cuba becomes fully operational soon. According to what the manager said this Monday to the four-post Sevastopol digital newspaper, he expects that the Rus Market Trading House will soon start so that Cubans may see Russian merchandise not only at the exhibition at the Havana International Fair. Titov recalled that Havana hosted the 39th International Exhibition, one of the largest fair events in Latin America, and that Russia's participation this year was particularly noteworthy. FIHAV 2023 was held from November 6 to 11th in 25 pavilions of the Expo Cuba exhibition complex and was attended by representatives of companies from over 60 countries. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated his Mexican counterpart Andrés Manuel López Obrador on the occasion of his 70th birthday. The Cuban leader, through his social network X account, sent President López Obrador a big hug and best wishes for his health on his birthday and wished him a happy day with his loved ones. Also known by the acronym of his name, AMLO, the Mexican president has led, since 2018, the destinies of his country, and under his presidency, Cuba and Mexico strengthened their historic relations of friendship and collaboration. The campaign for the 504th anniversary of Havana includes holding the most important Cuban theatrical event in this capital, which proposes the performance of the French company Théâtre Bascule at Marti Theatre this Monday. Théâtre Bascule's creative work has mainly focused on wordless scenes based on the work of its artists and juggling, dance, object performance, vertical dance, and music on stage. The anniversary of the founding of the village of San Cristóbal de La Habana is always swarming with activity, a warp of creative knowledge at the end of each event that brings joy to the five-century city until Sunday, November 19th. And in the international agenda, we have that the Federal Oral Court 1 of Rosario, province of Santa Fe, will host the first day of trial against 22 defendants for crimes against humanity committed against 67 people in Argentina. According to the Secretariat of Human Rights, the process will focus on crimes committed against metal workers and citizens in the town of Villa Constitución in March 1975. The former directors of the Industria Argentina de Aceros company, Roberto Pellegrini and Oscar Torralbo, are among the accused, as they were pointed out by survivors as the link between the entity and the repressive forces. Former members of the army, the federal and provincial police, and the naval prefecture are also accused of illegal deprivation of liberty, torture, illicit association, and homicides committed after March 20th, 1975, the institution added. The prosecutor of the Rosario Human Rights Unit, Adolfo Villate, explained in statements to the Telam news agency that this is the first case in the region in which the links and responsibility of a company in the repressive acts carried out in previous years are being investigated. Meanwhile, Uruguayan organizations will hold a march in protest of the scandal related to the so-called Marcet case, which involves drug trafficking. The demonstration was convened by the PIT CNT Union Center and supported by organizations grouped under the InterSocial, the Uruguayan Federation of Cooperatives for Mutual Aid, and the Socialist Party. Last week, PIT CNT urged carried out a massive action and for the Uruguayan people to remain attentive, mobilized, and fighting against this modus operandi of deception and corruption. The organization's statement responds to the derivations of the Marcet case, with justice investigating the delivery of a passport in 2021 to the dangerous drug trafficker Sebastian Marcet when he was behind bars in Dubai for false documentation. On that same issue, the Socialist Party considered that the government lied to Parliament and the citizens, and that even after a meeting instructed by the President of the Republic and in which his main advisor participated, documents were destroyed with the intention of hiding them in an investigation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.